USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And pardon my laryngitis, Vice President Mike Pence scheduled to meet today with Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido. The Vice President's aides saying that Pence and the man the Trump administration recognizes as interim president of Venezuela will be meeting in Colombia. The meeting in Bogota is a show of support for Guaido after a weekend of violence along the Colombia-Venezuela border left several people killed and some trucks full of aid set on fire. Earlier yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Nicolas Maduro and his regime could face more consequences.
There's more sanctions to be had. There's more humanitarian assistance, I think, that we can provide.
Green Book was Best Picture at last night's Oscars. Rami Malek won Best Actor for his portrayal of Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody. Olivia Colman, Best Actress for her role in The Favorite. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Democratic-led House expected to vote this week on a resolution to try to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border so he can gain wall funding. Democrats call it an undermining of the Constitution and an end run around Congress. The effort by Democrats is unlikely to succeed. The American personal savings rate's at its lowest level since the U.S. financial crisis of 2008, and John Clemens has more.
This is America Saves Week, as many people feel putting money aside is difficult. George Barani is director of America Saves.
By over 40% of Americans who cannot access $400 in case of an emergency without going into debt.
Those in higher income levels feel it too.
Even a quarter of those people earning over $100,000 a year feel they don't make enough to save on a regular basis.
And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
No one will face criminal charges for the death of a young boy who was tragically thrown off a water slide and died in Kansas City in 2016. A federal judge throwing out charges against the owners, designers, and builders of that slide where 10-year-old Caleb Schwab died while riding what was billed as the tallest water slide in the world. The judge ruling the prosecutors brought in illegal evidence that should not have been presented to a grand jury. The 170-foot tall water slide was demolished last year. The company that owned it did pay a nearly $20 million settlement to the boy's family in 2017. President Trump is holding off on raising tariffs on Chinese imports for now. The president tweeting yesterday there's been substantial progress made on trade talks with China on issues like intellectual property protection, agriculture, and currency. The tariffs were set to take effect on March 1st. The National Rifle Association catching some heat over a target practice headline beside a photo of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The headline in the latest issue of the NRA's monthly magazine is over an article panning Pelosi for proposed legislation to expand background checks for gun purchases. Social media comments are accusing the NRA of evoking threats of violence. And remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.